Culture 7.
The Not-So-Wild West. The tall stranger stands in the sunlight and looks down the road to where his rival stands, nervously touching his gun with his right hand. Meanwhile, groups of frightened townspeople watch from the safety of shop doorways. Suddenly, the rival pulls out his pistol, but before he can pull the trigger, the stranger shoots him. The man falls to the ground and dies. Just another victim of a Wild West shootout. A familiar scene, but only to fans of Westerns, because if you had lived in the Wild West, you would probably never have seen a gunfight. According to official statistics, there were only 3 organised gunfights during the whole of the 19th century, less than in some films. And although cowboys did occasionally get involved in gunfights between gangs, shootings were a rare occurrence. In fact, between the years of 1870 and 1885, only 45 people were killed by gunshot in all the major cowboy towns of the West. But the violent history of cowboys is not the only invention that Hollywood has passed off as true. The whole cowboy image is a fake. The tall, strong, white cowboy who rides off into the sunset to face danger on his own has only ever existed on cinema screens. 40% of cowboys were African Americans, Native Americans, or Mexicans, and they were usually short, thin men. Their horses had to support their weight for up to 15 hours a day. So being tall and very muscular would have made this extremely difficult. And cowboys always worked together in teams, as controlling a large group of cattle was an impossible job for just one man. Why, then, did Hollywood manipulate the truth and create a character that had little to do with reality? Some people say that the cinema industry wanted to take advantage of Americans' fascination with the West, but that the lives of real cowboys were just not interesting enough and had to be reinvented. Others, however, see a political motivation to create a role model that would serve the social and economic interests of the country.